It's Tuesday, the 16th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Police have launched a manhunt for 11 prisoners who escaped from a police holding cell in the northeastern Zambezi region. The trial awaiting prisoners cut through the roof of the Katima Mulilo police station before escaping. Here's NAMPOL spokesperson in the region, Inspector Kisco Sitali.
There are a total of 11 trial awaiting inmates who were in police custody, ranging from cases of murder, stock theft, housebreaking, robberies, and other offences such as smuggling of goods. Since yesterday, when we started with the manhunt, the search of the inmates, from 1 o'clock up to 7 o'clock in the morning, we managed to arrest three of the escapees, and they were brought back to the cell. They are in custody, and eight are still at large. And our team is still on the ground to make sure that the remainder of the escapees are brought back into the cell.
The Bank of Namibia will announce the repo rate on Wednesday, 17 April 2024. Bonds' previous interest rate decision kept the repo rate unchanged at 7.75%. Sirius Capital economist Robert McGregor explains what to expect.
We expect that there will be no change to the repo rate in Namibia. We still trail South Africa by 50 basis points, which should suggest that we shouldn't see no change until South Africa is at least level with us or below us. At the same time, although private sector credit extension does remain weak, we have seen that inflation has also been slowing domestically. We are concerned about the outlook for inflation, particularly given volatility around the exchange rate and then also the volatility around commodity prices, particularly around oil. In addition to this, we do see signs of inflation picking up elsewhere in the world, including the US and South Africa, which will make global central banks more hesitant to cut rates.
South Africa's Electoral Commission says progress has been made in preparation for the country's national and provincial elections. Certificates have been granted to over 14,000 candidates competing for 887 seats. Chief Electoral Officer Saima Mabolo.
The 27.79 million registered voters will receive three ballots to elect candidates to represent them in the National Assembly and provincial legislatures. The use of the three ballots follows the amendment to the Electoral Act, which Act was signed into law in April 2023.
There is $2.5 trillion total investable wealth currently held in Africa, and its millionaire population is set to rise by 65% over the next 10 years. This is according to the 2024 Africa Wealth Report published by Henley and Partners and wealth intelligence company New World Wealth in its 9th edition. The latest report reveals that there are currently 135,200 high net worth individuals with liquid investable wealth of $1 million or more living on the continent, along with 342 centimillionaires and 21 dollar billionaires. And according to a source cited in a Reuters report, Kyiv pulled out suddenly from signing a deal with Moscow to ensure the safety of shipping in the Black Sea. Megumi Lim reports from Kyiv.
Russia and Ukraine negotiated for 2 months with Ankara and reached an agreement on a text in March to ensure the safety of shipping in the Black Sea. Although Kyiv did not want to sign it formally, it gave the green light to Turkey's president to announce it on March 30th, the day before regional elections. But according to sources cited in a Reuters report, Ukraine pulled out from signing the agreement at the very last minute, and the deal was scuttled. The reason for the withdrawal remains unclear.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.